all on that cross for you because he loved you.
Because of that love, your sins will be forgiven if you surrender your life to Jesus. Learn
more. You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. Thank God for another opportunity, another time that we can come into your homes, into your cars, into the way of our Cypress audience. We are so glad that this radio station has made it possible for you to join in, for me to join in with you right where you at. Amen. 1510 on your radio dial. AM. Come on. That's it. Let's go. Amen. We're so glad that you're here. We're so glad that you're tuning in. You stopped in for a few minutes just to hear a word of encouragement. Good morning to all of you. We thank God for you. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, Lord, that we are able to come into your ear gates and your eye gates of your people. Even now, Father, we thank you for touching them right now. Father, we thank you for meeting every need in their life. Nothing missing, nothing broken, Father. We thank you and we glorify and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, once again, we want to thank God for you joining in with us this morning here on the radio station in the way of our Cypress audience. We're so glad that you're tuned in. I want you to know that God is still on the throne. I want you to know that he's able to do a scene above all. We thank our acts. Amen. We do ask you to, by the way, a Cypress audience to share, tag. Amen. Call somebody. Let them know that Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air. Praise our God. Join us. Amen. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Listen, we want to thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, Evangelist Bonita Watkins, my wife. Amen. God bless you, honey. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for our church mothers. Amen. Our elders and evangelists, prophetess, all of those that make up the congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, right in the city of Titusville. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Listen, get ready. Hey, get ready. Come on, get ready. What is going on, you mates? I'm so glad you asked, Apostle. What's going on? Listen, West Palm Beach. We are going to be in West Palm Beach. Guess what? On the 20th and the 21st. That's a Thursday and a Friday. You don't want to miss this. Guess where we're going to be at? We're going to be with Pastor Tanya and Pastor David. Amen. In his presence, ministry. Come on here. 1700 45th Street, amen, West Palm Beach. You don't want to miss this service. We're going to be located right there, hallelujah, at Suite 1706. It is going to be something on these two nights. Again, that is the 20th and the 21st, a Thursday and a Friday night. Two nights, half a pack. That God is going to do something great. Come out expecting, looking to see you and you there. Those of you that can hear my voice, those of you that can pass it on, you can go on the internet and get that information. It's going to be so powerful. Just those two nights right there again in his presence ministry with Pastor Tanya and Pastor David. We're going to be right there. Hallelujah. Amen. 1700. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 45th Street. You don't want to miss that, West Palm Beach. And they're going to be located at Suite 1706. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to look to see you and you, those of you that are in the surrounding areas. You've been asking, when is it? It's the 20th and the 21st, Thursday and a Friday. Service starts at 7:30 nightly. You can see it on the flyer. I'm telling you, it's going to be something. I'm looking to see you there. I'm looking to see you there. I want to see you there. I want to meet you. Amen. Meet you in person. Those of you that have been sent, I hear you over the internet and the radio and stuff. I want to meet you in person. you got your chance. We're going to be right there located in West Palm Beach. Come on, hallelujah, on the 20th and the 21st. Praise our God, Thursday and Friday. Amen. Again, in His presence ministry with Pastor Tanya and Pastor David. We're going to look to see you. We're going to look to see you in those services. Praise our God. I want you to know that God is still great. Just to encourage your hearts on today, praise God, we are now still in the prime of just right, you know, in the beginning of our new year still. Amen. People are still excited. Some are still excited. And some of them just, you know, saying, well, it's another day. I had met someone and a young man coming out the store. And I said, hey, how you doing? He said, oh, well, I'm doing okay. We just ended another year. I said, oh, yes. He said, well, what was so great about it? That's still the same thing. Just a different year. I said, oh, but we're grateful. We're still here. Many started out and they are not here, but we still here, even though the year has changed. And he was, you know, trying to say, well, it's just a changing of the year. It's just a changing of the year. Ain't nothing happening in between, but just a changing of the year. A lot has happened. We're still here. We have the activity of our limbs. Amen. God has graced us. He has brought us from a long ways. So, you know, when I left him talking to him, he said, well, you're right. You're right. Amen. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what situation we're in, yes, time have changed, but God is still good to us. He's still good to us. He brought us out. He's delivering us. He's keeping us. So we have to be grateful. We have to be thankful. Amen. According to the word of God, He said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you and I. So we have to give thanks. We have to be grateful because God is still good. Amen. We want to give a God bless you. Shout out to all our clergy brothers and sisters and pastors, those that are on the wall doing a great work for the Lord. Amen. We want to encourage you to stand on the wall. Be like Nehemiah. You're doing a great work and don't come down. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're facing, God is still good. He's still able to see us through. He will see us through. He's going to bring us out. We must keep on. We must look up unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, because He's able to keep us. He started it. He'll see us through. And if He don't bring us out right then, He's able to keep us while we're in there. He'll bring us through. He will deliver us. But we must look unto Him. We must look unto Him and live. Come on. You can't look down. You can't look under the, but look through the circumstances by the faith. And God will bring you out. He'll hold. I like what He does. He holds His end of His bargain. Hallelujah. I know you're saying, Apostle, I don't understand. I really don't understand. And I wanted to go because I want to encourage your hearts from Romans. Romans, the 8th chapter. And I was just sitting here and I was going to come from another verse. But it says in the 26th verse, and I'm just going to read that part of that first verse. And it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for. What we should pray for. See, we don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit of God within us, it helps us. It enables us. It enables us to pray. Come on. For as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groaning and moaning that cannot be uttered. With groaning and moaning that cannot be uttered. We don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit within us know what to pray for. And I wanted to drop down here because it helps us. And I want to encourage you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the 28th verse, it says, and we know that all things work together for the good. Work together for the good. And we know that all things work together for the good. Come on. For the good is working together for your good. No matter what it is, to them that love the Lord and to them that which are called according to His purpose, He's working together for you. Because it's no matter what situation you're in, no matter what we've been facing with, God is still good. And we know, come on, what do we know? It's working together for my good. What do we know? We're in this, but we know we're coming out. As believers, come on, as believers, we're looking up unto him. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say or do. And we know, what do I know? That I'm an overcomer. What do I know? That I already have his word. Come on, working on my behalf. I already, come on, have the situation is already worked out. And we know that all things, according to the word right here, and we know that all things that work together for the good of to them that love the Lord, and to them that are called according to his purpose. It's God's purpose. It's his God will. He's working it out for you and I today. So, but we got to know without a shadow of a doubt that the God we serve is able to do a scene above all we think or act. He's working together. It's working together. The good and the bad, the pain and the sad is working together for our good. God is going to bring us out. God has brought us out. But we must hold on. We must hold on. Come on. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. But keep the faith. Come on. Keep the faith, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Because the God that we serve, he's able to do anything. Come on here. He's able to do anything but fail. And God will. He will deliver you. Because it's working together for your good. It's working together for my good. We don't understand it. Come on, we can't see our way out. Seems like it. We don't feel like it. But God is bringing you through. But God is bringing you out. God, come on, somebody. Give him glory through it. Because it's working together for your good. And it says right there, likewise, the Spirit. That's what I like about the Spirit of God. It helps us. It helps us. It enables us. It says, and likewise, come on, also. Also, it helped our infirmity. For we know not what to pray for. We don't know what to pray for. But it makes it groaning and moaning and order before God when we come and pray. And when we come and get ourselves together and we go in prayer. And prayer helps you. Prayer brings you through. It brings you out. It keeps you while you're going through the circumstance in the situation. Because it's working on your behalf. Is working for your good. Come on, praise our God. When we learn to trust God, when we learn to walk by faith, not by sight, God will deliver us. God will bring us out. But we must trust him. As believers, we must trust him. Come on. We cannot give up. We cannot give out. But we got to hold on because his word is his bond. And his bond is his word towards us, towards you and I today. Come on. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But his word is going to stand forevermore. Because why? This situation, this circumstance that I'm in is working for my good. I don't understand it. I can't figure it out. God have already worked it out. Come on. Every situation that you're in right now, my brother, my sister, every situation you're in right now, God have already made a way for you to escape. God have already worked that thing out for you. But you must hold on. You must hold on. Don't give up this morning. Don't give out this morning. Hallelujah. Hold on this afternoon. Because hey, help is already here. It's working together for your good. Keep praying. You don't know what you're praying for, but after a while, it's going to be revealed. You're going through it. I don't understand, but keep praying. Keep pushing. Keep looking up unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. He that keepeth Israel is never slumber nor sleep. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. He will come. He will deliver. There is nothing that you're in that God cannot bring you out of. But it's working for your good. It may be tight. It may be seem like you can't come through. It may feel like you're all by yourself. But I stopped in, hallelujah, on this radio station to tell you, you may be riding down the highway. Come on. You're not alone. You are not alone. Everything you're in right now, God is in there with you. He's in there with you. Everything you're coming through, God is bringing you through it. It's working for your good. Trust him. Let him have it. Give it to him. Cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Don't let the enemy make you feel that you can't make it. You can't. Don't give him that credit. Say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Come on. Because why? It's working together for your good. You say, Apostle, it looks bad. No, in the eyesight of God, it's not bad. And we know, according to Romans here, according to Romans, the 8th chapter in the 28th verse, and we know that all things, what? All things. All things are what? All things are working together for your good because you love him. Working together for your good because he's a God that can bring you out. He's a God that can heal. He's a God that can deliver. It's working for your good. So don't let the enemy make you feel like you can't come through it or you can't take it no more. Come on, I'm going to throw in the tower. Because, well, if you throw in the tower, guess what? Where are you going? Where are you going if you throw in the tower? God can do anything if you only believe it's working for your good. Yes, I know he is, because his word says he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He'll be with us in trouble. One translation say, in the time of trouble, he's there, is working for your good. So the turnaround is, come on, the turnaround is going to come if you trust him. The turnaround is going to change if you keep his word before you and on your lips. God is, he can, yes. You can do it. Why? Because God has put his spirit in you again. Likewise, the Spirit help us. It help you and I. It enable us. Come on. It do. It help us. It help our infirmities, things that we're going through. The enemy wants you to look at it to make you feel like you're not going to come out. You're coming out because it's working together for your good. You're coming out. And how are you coming out? You may ask, you say, Apostle, how am I coming out? You're coming out with joy. You're coming out with the victory. You're coming out with peace. Come on. Somebody needs to say amen. Yes, because you're coming out with every situation, out of every situation. Why? Because it's working together for your good. And God is not going to leave you because it's according to his purpose. It's according to his plan. It's according to his will for your life. For your life. Come on. Everybody going through situations. Your situation may be different from mine. Mine may be different from yours. But guess what? It's working together for our good. It's working together for your good. You might not understand it. You might not even want to look at it and face it. But face it. Come on, let's face it. It's working together for your good. Why? Because you love the Lord. He said, and all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. This is happening for a reason. God is going to get the glory out of it. Let him get the glory out of your life. Let him get the glory out of the situation out of your life. Because he will deliver you. He can deliver you. He have delivered you. Be not weary in well doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Because it's working together for your good. And we know. What do I know? I know what the word said. And we know. Come on. That our God is able. And we know that he's still on the throne. And we know. Hallelujah. You know. You know. Lord, you know. He know all things. He know before we get in there. He know what we're going to do while we're in there. He know what we're going to do when he delivers us out. And we know as believers, as the blood bought right, born again believers, that the God we serve is able to do it. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you out. He will deliver you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Well, I believe God today. What about you? I believe that he's able to do it. I trust him because the Spirit, it helps us. It enables us. It brings us out. It makes intercession for you and I. Come on. Sometimes you say, I don't even know what to pray for. But the Spirit begin to make intercession. For you just go in prayer with groaning and moaning and urgings before him. It brings you out. It brings you through. It takes you through the day. It takes you through the time. Hallelujah. Yes, it will. He will deliver you today. He will bring you out because it's working together for your good. No matter what you're in today, no matter what you're facing today or will face today or tomorrow, he's still able to do a scene above all we think or ask. don't get to the place where you lose focus on what you're coming out of. Don't lose focus on God. I'm coming out of that situation. Why? Because the Spirit helps us. It helps us. It enables us while we're praying. Why? It's working together for my good. He's doing something with on the inside of me. He's bringing me through this. Hallelujah. He's bringing me out of this. It's working for my good. Allow God to work. Don't you work. Allow God to work. When I say don't you work, don't you work trying to come out so fast. Allow God to bring you out, because it's according to his purpose. It's according to his plan. It's according to the will that he has for your life, that you go through this, that you stand. I'm reminded what he told Peter. You know, he said, Simon, Simon, I pray for you that your faith fail thee not. Come on. So somebody's praying for you that your faith fail you not. While you're in the midst of what you're in, you got to know this. And I know that it's working together for my good. And I know, according to the will of God, that I am delivered. I am healed. According to his word, I am an overcomer. According to his word, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a lender and not a borrower. According to his word. And we know, come on, according to Isaiah, hallelujah, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we know, come on, and we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a love, a power, and a sound mind. And we know. What do you know? I know he's able. Hallelujah. What do you know? I know he can. He's a deliverer. He's a healer. He's a savior of the world. And we know it's working together for my good. I am an overcomer. I am healed. I am the well. And we know. Come on. When you pray, believe him. When you pray, trust him. Don't pray amiss. Don't pray. And you can't pray and have unbelief too. Either you're going to pray and believe God and walk with your head up high, or you're going to stand there in the midst of the circumstances and complain. But we know, and we know that it's working together for my good. And I know, I'm making it personal. And I know. See, because some people can stay, they start out with you and they'll try to believe with you, but when it don't look like you coming out fast enough for them, they'll start doubting. But I know God is still with me. I know he's still going to deliver. I know he's still going to heal. He's able to do it today. He's able to bring you out today. Somebody's going through circumstances and situations right now, and you say, Apostle, I don't know how I'm coming out of this. I don't know, but all I know what the word said, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out. You may say, well, I'm not saved. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. How do I become saved? Just as simple as this. He said in his word, according to his word, if you believe in your heart and confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth, he said, thou shalt be saved. Just as simple as that. So if you confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. So that's just as simple as that. Now you know that all things is working together for your good, because the Lord God, Almighty, the Lord of kings, the Lord of all, my goodness, that created the world, the universe, he stands and he lives. And where do he live at? Where do he live at on earth? He lives in you and I. Right here in this earthly temple here. He lives in here. He lives in here. Because it says, likewise the Spirit helpeth us. It helped us. It helped us. Also help our infirmities. For we know not what to pray for, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groaning and moaning that cannot be uttered. And again it dropped down. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I've been called according to his purpose. What about you? What about you? It's working together for your good. You can't give up. You can't give out. You can't give in. You got to hold on to the promises of God. I know my time is getting close here, but you got to hold on today. You can't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Because the God we serve is able to bring you out. The God we serve, 3 minutes left, he's able to bring you out. He's able to undo what the enemy is trying to do. God can do it. Allow him. Trust him. Because the Spirit helps you in making a session for you and I today. Come on. And we know that all things work together for the good. It's working together for your good. Don't be disappointed. It's working together for your good. Don't hold your head down. 2 minutes. Don't hold your head down. According to the word, lift up your head, O ye gates. Come on. Hallelujah. For the King of glory is come in. Rise and shine, for the light has come. Find yourself this weekend. If you're back into the place of worship, find yourself in there. Sit up on the word, and he'll see you. He'll see you through. He'll bring you out. Listen, be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Listen, have a blessed weekend. I'll see you in the move of God.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.